BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we play Innuendo Bingo with Country Files' Julia Bradbury. She absolutely loved it and she got wet. My new TV obsession is Millionaire Matchmaker. That'll be on a marathon rerun this weekend. When you FaceTime someone at a really inappropriate time of the morning, Chris has done it. We find out that there's a rom-com about curling, and Danny Howard plays today's Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon. It's Scott, not just on the radio today, but also on the Radio 1 website. You can watch the live stream, which is strangely hypnotic, of the head cam all day on the Radio 1 website. So you can watch at work, you can watch at home, you can even watch us on your phone. See what's happening in the studio now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to the website on your mobile, click on the head cam live feed, and you can start watching.
Are you enjoying your experience so far?
It's really weird, it's quite heavy.
Just trying
backpack on.
Trying to figure out what you look like. And first thought's obviously Ghostbuster because of the backpack. But then there's something about the helmet and the particular shirt that you're wearing that looks very YMCA.
It is quite Village People, isn't it? Why, do you want to be the cowboy?
Not particularly.
Right. I'm wearing like a kind of check shirt today, which does make me look a bit like... Yeah, one of the Village People.
But it's quite interesting, because when you watch the footage that's coming from you, it is interesting to see exactly what you do. Because I obviously sit on this side of the desk, and I can't really see what you're doing with your hands the whole time.
I'm pressing a lot of buttons, Chris.
But you did just take your phone out, type in your passcode. And...
yeah, I regret that now. Today, Innuendo Bingo is happening at 1:45, and that's with Julia Bradbury off Country File. Now, she has been on... Innuendo Bingo a lot of times with things that she said.
Long-serving members Derek Klemperer and Janet Cox are going to fill me in.
So it's an honour to have Julia here at 1:45 today.
Very vigorous stroke there.
Wow.
And you'll be able to watch this while Chris is wearing the head cam. So you'll see what it's like to be spat on by Julia Bradbury, and also... see what it's like when you're doing the spitting. So you'll get firsthand what it's actually like to play Innuendo Bingo with Julia Bradbury.
So, I've examined the footage. Now time to see if I can open the doors without being seen.
It's very difficult not to follow through, isn't it?
Innuendo Bingo legend there.
Ow! What happens when you've got a scratchy... I've got a real scratch. I need to get it out. Ow. It's fine. You know when you really need to scratch... and I can't because I've got a massive helmet on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lots of people are finding this whole headcam thing watching us today really strangely addictive. Why is it so addictive? Loving the team banter, says Ben in between the songs. I haven't said anything for about 5 minutes,
no, we're
just
actually,
in case.
We're actually scared to do so.
Yeah. Normally, like, it's a lol a minute in here, but today we're just worried we might say something. Mm. I'm glad that this wasn't on yesterday. After the Brits.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. No.
Anyway, so if you want to see us, the head cam is on me, but I've got to take it off in a minute because they need to make sure it's waterproof for today's Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, it's going to be good.
So Julia Bradbury of Country File is going to be doing it today. If you are looking at the website now, if you're just spying on us, you'll see all the plastic sheeting is down. This is what we have to do every single time we play Innuendo Bingo because there's thousands of pounds worth of expensive equipment in here.
I need to get changed.
You need to get changed. Well, maybe, I mean, I won't keep the head cam on for that because no one wants to see that.
No.
So I'll hand it over to get, like, waterproofed up and then you drop trowel and then...
I'll just do what I do in the corner of the room.
Yeah, and nobody will look.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm very excited to announce that here today on Access All Areas, about to play Innuendo Bingo, is Julia Bradbury. Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm more excited than anybody here. I love Innuendo Bingo.
Yes. Do you hear it quite a lot?
Yes, I do. It is my favourite thing.
So you know, we don't have to explain anything to you. You know exactly what happens, Julia.
I do. I'm slightly worried that the area around me has been waterproof, Scott.
Yeah, well, it's quite normal. It's a bit like Dexter's Room.
Yeah.
If you're watching on the Radio 1 website. But what's going to be exciting today is Chris is now wearing the head cam.
Yes.
So you'll be able to see what it's like being actual Chris. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. So
huge.
I know, massive.
Mega.
So you'll be able to see what he sees when he spits or when he gets spat on. You know, you've made an appearance, as you probably know, from Countryfile a few times on Bingo.
Yes, I think Hannah, your producer, mentioned that it could have been a fair few times.
Yeah. Very vigorous stroke there.
Wow.
Yeah. Loads of times, in fact.
So, I've examined the footage. Now time to see if I can open the doors without being seen.
It's very difficult not to follow through, isn't it?
Yeah. So, if you want to get online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 because we're on the live streaming all day.
In the spirit of access all areas, we've got a slight confession as well. Our producer here is actually called Cara.
Oh, Cara, not Hara.
But people notice, because obviously you can listen to the head cam as well.
And, yeah, so we're on all the time.
Yeah, we forgot that people heard this. And
Sorry, Cara Hara.
She felt awkward, and I've made it more awkward.
You look pretty awkward anyway, let's face it.
It is very weird, this head cam experience.
It's an honour to have Julia Bradbury on.
Oh, my God. Innuendo Bingo legend.
I know. Right, so we're going to get everything ready now. We're going to put you two in your place, and then we'll play Stylo G. Then we'll come back with Innuendo Bingo, and it's POV today, so be able to see it like you've never seen it before.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I really enjoy it when the guest gets excited, and there is no one more excited right now than Julia Bradbury off of Countryfile.
Oh, it's true. I can't contain myself.
About to play Bingo for the first time. Now, you know it does get quite wet, Julia, and you're fine with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
all
good.
I've got my bikini on under here.
Have you actually?
No, I haven't, boys. Really?
Have you bought a change of clothes?
I have bought a change of clothes, and I'm wearing a little vest as well, so if things do get very messy.
Yep.
Well prepared.
Skip off one layer. Yeah.
See, some people turn up completely unprepared because they've never seen a video of Innuendo Bingo, but you know exactly what's going on, Julia Bradbury.
Them.
Yeah. So, if you are watching now, you'll be able to see exactly what's happening in the studio, and you can see what Chris sees because he's got a big old camera and helmet on his head. So go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is going to be good today because when you get spat on, Chris, it's going to look brilliant.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I do.
Right,
it's really weird to watch because, like, I feel like I'm invading Julia's personal space, but
no,
I'm not.
Oh, no. You're not. Okay. You're not. We're all here together. It's
right.
Great.
Okay, so
cheers,
mate.
Have a look on the website now. Let's play and let us know if you're watching. We might give you a big shout out. Big shout out. Okay, so let's go. First, we're going to Channel 4's Coach Trip from Wednesday. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they arrange all sorts of group activities to help the contestants get to know each other a bit better on that show.
Tally-ho! Off you go!
It's time for the second group to ride the banana.
La-la-la. No? Okay. Mm-mm. All right, then. Yeah.
It's time for the second group to ride the banana.
Jamie and Kettering, nobody laughed. Next on Innuendo Bingo, we go to a BBC One show called Countryfile, and a presenter on there who's called Julia Bradbury. Mm. And here's Julia with some very wise advice for a man who's getting quite close to her.
Martin, don't stand too close. You might get blown off.
Oh, this looks good. This looks good.
I remember that, man.
We might have to give the thing a little wipe now and again because it's already...
Do you want me to wipe his lens?
Yeah, do you want to give me a little
thanks,
wipe?
Thanks, Julia.
There you go, look.
That's well, brilliant.
Let's face it, I'm getting wet anyway.
Thank you.
That's very polite.
Very kind of you. Okay, now we're going over to the curling at the Winter Olympics.
No, okay.
Yeah? More water, please. Now, I know we're all only learning the rules of curling now, but I was very surprised to find out that this went on.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertrup. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
I really want you to watch this. It's so good. Get online.
whose face did she...
The Canadian.
She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate that the face is a technical term in curling.
Oh.
So I think that's caused a few problems.
Oh, right.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. I'm learning all the time, Julia. Brian and Devon and Rebecca emailed that one to me at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Over to Come Dine With Me from earlier in the week now. And at a lady called Nadia's house, there's a contestant called Cyril who seems to have forgotten that the whole evening is actually being filmed.
Oh, you know what? That means that's a stamp of approval now.
Well, that's a relief. And talking of relieving yourself, that's just what Cyril's done, right in Nadia's back garden.
Liam Bradford spotted that one.
Right in Nadia's back garden.
Oh, awful. Poor Nadia.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Poor Nadia.
Yeah.
I feel for her.
This is amazing, says Zoe in Ringwood. Best innuendo bingo ever, says Pete in Henley. Watching on my phone while walking to work, says Steve in Kent.
If that doesn't make you smile, what does?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Special Friday innuendo bingo because we've got the headcams on. So, more from ITV's This Morning. Mm-hmm. No, it's Wednesday. Last Wednesday, and I'm not sure this was an appropriate question for Eamon Holmes to ask. I really hope that Ruth told him off after this.
I must say, your skunk is beautifully manicured.
It actually goes on, so... Yes, Julia. Right in the face.
Oh, hang on. Sorry.
This one goes on, so let's try and get through it.
Do you need more?
Yes, please, I need more.
Are you all right, Julia?
I'm fine, thank you. You've got
you're
a snorkel.
Loving it. Yeah, I know. It does get quite wet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I can see now where the plastic sheeting is up everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It goes on, did you say, Mills?
Yeah, yeah. So just try and hold it together for this one.
I must say, your skunk is beautifully manicured. Do you wash your skunk?
Vicky sent that one in. Watching POV in your bingo because it's half term. Yes. Love Chris and Julia's pre-bingo chat. That's from Frankie. Oh, God, what did you say?
Do you wash your skunk?
Okay, staying on the subject of unusual animals now for this clip from Countryfile and Chris Packham. Mm. Now, I wonder if Julia's ever come across one of these.
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that.
I have come across a few bearded tits.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's...
Well, it's part of life on Countryfile.
It's part,
there
of
are
course, yeah.
Tits
yeah,
and beavers, that's what Countryfile is about. It's wildlife.
Now, let's stay with Countryfile. And, Julia, you really do get to try so many new experiences on the show, as we're about to hear. You got your water there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I mean, I've never had this done to me.
Paddy polishes up my fossil.
You did a beautiful job.
It sounds good.
Paddy polishes up my fossil.
Okay, back to the Winter Olympics for these last two.
Whoa. Are you okay, Julia?
Loving life.
You're an amazing player.
You are good. Thank you for keeping wiping the lens as well. It's very kind of you. Back to the Winter Olympics now. It's a gold mine for bingo. And we're at the ski cross quarterfinal. And there's some really very vivid commentary going on.
Look at Flisar, the big Slovenian.
Oh, my
with the strong
word.
Man moustache.
He's getting up. He was... Oh.
How is he even alive?
That was huge.
He just did... I'm not joking. He did 60 metres. I can see his bomb hole on the landing.
He'd left a big hole in the snow where his bum landed. Thank you to Ben and Matt. And so many for sending that one in. It gets better every time.
Because I can see his bomb hole on the landing.
Oh, another one, Julia.
Oh, please, yes.
And finally.
Really? Is this it? Finally?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're back to the curling. And that new technical term is still causing some trouble. Maybe they need to change it.
Eve trying a little bit of a different tactic here. She's going to try and come onto the face of it.
Sorry.
Get him back, yes.
You only get these chances once.
That's right.
She's going to try and come onto the face of it.
There we are. That was Friday's special exclusive innuendo bingo POV with Julia Bradbury. Julia, you've been an amazing sport. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Much. Thank you, Scott. Thank
that
you
was
everybody.
Brilliant. And don't forget Countryfile, BBC One, Sunday, 7 p.m. We'll all be there watching you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks for playing today. Let's have an after picture we can put on the radio on Twitter because we had a before one, didn't we?
Yes,
I think this one's going to be different. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Quite hard to know when the cameras are on and when they're not.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Can people hear us now? Obviously, not. I mean, can they hear us on the radio?
Yeah.
Can they hear us on the webcam now? Because
people keep quoting.
Oh, right. Good. and I think everyone just saw you got changed.
Yeah, well, that's happened as well. The guy just took the head cam off me, and I assume the camera was then gone.
No. Everyone just saw your bum. So that's good. Aidan in Cardiff particularly enjoyed that. It's hard to know when it's on, isn't it? But yet,
so are we on now?
Your bum was definitely on.
Because I can see his bum hole on the landing.
John Newman.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Friday! Yes. Nick Mulvey with Kukuruku and Tiny Temper and Labyrinth, Love and Not a Fighter, before 2:30. Hey, Chris, how was your question and answer session on the Radio 1 website?
It was good. Nothing controversial.
I think they were probably filtered out because I saw some controversial ones.
And I don't think I said anything too... I mean, I was honest.
I didn't hear any of it. Did you slag me off?
No, I didn't slag you off.
Who'd you slag off?
We'll leave it. It might never get out.
It was just on the website. I like how you sometimes forget that it all goes out. Rihanna Off of Films is on there now, doing a little chat with Gemma Kearney on the Radio 1 website as part of Access All Areas. Right, Zoe's on the A14. We need to look this up. You know how we've suddenly become a little bit obsessed with curling because of the Winter Olympics? She says she's heard on 5 Live earlier that there was a 2002 rom-com film about curling. Does anyone know what that's called? Was curling on in 2002? Obviously was.
But with these films, it's like when there was it the sport bowls? I swear there was a film about that at one point as well, Golden Bowls or something.
Golden Bowls?
It was something, no, it was, there was a film out, and then there was a film about ice skating, similar kind of idea.
I remember the ice skating one. I don't remember anything about a bowls rom-com.
I don't know if it was a rom-com, but there was definitely a bowls film.
Think about it though, a romantic comedy about curling, keen. Interesting. If anyone knows what it's called, then let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people have been on. The film about bowls, you're right, there was one, was called Black Ball.
There was also one, Balls of Fury.
And that's about bowls?
I think so. I think there was definitely a Balls of Fury.
Black Ball is...
I think...
Right, is that one of those ones that you found in that old people's home where you used to live? Do you remember the stash that you found?
Yeah, along with that alternative...
When you were at uni. What was it?
Balls of Fury is a ping pong film, it's fine.
Well, that makes it sound worse.
No, I mean, it's... No, it's fine, all right?
What were the ones that you found in your student accommodation?
Yeah.
Booberella. That's it, yeah. Yeah, Black Ball's about a Welsh bowls team who do really well. Do you know what the curling film is, which we should all watch? Because now we all love curling all of a sudden. It's called Men with Brooms.
Good.
Right, someone just send that in. Can you see if you can find a trailer or something?
It's not quite Balls of Fury, though, is it?
Men with Brooms. My bad, sorry. Black Ball is about Torquay Bowls Club, not Welsh.
Oh, right.
I'm getting confused. I've just watched the trailer of Men with Brooms, the curling film. No, it's not what I expected. Not as good as I was thinking.
It's not quite Balls of Fury, is it?
No, so let's not all watch that this weekend. Watch something else instead. Okay, I'm going to play Nick Mulvey and Kukuruku. At the moment, the assistant producer of this show, another Chris, is being asked anything on the Radio 1 website. Look how much he's loving it.
Do you think this will be? Do you think this will lead to confusion because he is there as Chris from the Scott Mills Show?
He
says he didn't sign up to this.
Yeah, he's like, oh, me on the camera to answer some questions.
He signed up.
Nobody knew about this. Oh, okay. I'll go and do it then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I did something last night that I want to talk to you about. And I wasn't going to, and then I thought maybe I should.
Right.
Just because it will affect you.
What?
So last night I was just sort of mucking around on my phone and then put it next to me. And then when I looked at it, and I'm still not quite sure how I've managed to do it. I don't know if it was an elbow or something like that. I accidentally FaceTimed someone.
Who?
It's tricky because I don't want to say exactly who, but he's a person we both know. In fact, I'm going to tell you very quickly off air.
Okay, right. Serious.
So, my big concern today, because I've heard nothing from him.
See, he could take that the wrong way.
So, you know how it works. It's a video call that then connects to him. Now, I honestly didn't mean to do it. It was at 1 in the morning.
Oh, good. Even better.
So my big concern is that he woke up today
and saw that he had a missed FaceTime.
Missed FaceTime.
At 1 a.m. Hello there.
The problem is I worry that he might. That's what I'm saying.
Right, you think that he now thinks that you were trying to booty call him at 1 o'clock. Is that what you think?
That's what I think.
Oh, and not with him.
And that's what
this
I'm saying.
This is the worst person you could do it to.
Exactly. It's almost like my phone searched out the most inappropriate person that I could do this with. And now I'm really concerned because I've heard nothing from that person today, despite the fact he got a video message from me at 1 a.m.
Well, attempting to
connect.
The thing is, right, it's different. When you wake up in the morning and you see a missed call from someone, you're like, oh, obviously they're out, yep, but, you know, fine. Wake up in the morning and see a FaceTime missed call, that's like, oh, hello.
But it was horrible because I was looking at my phone and, you know, it makes a slightly different ringtone.
Yeah.
It was at that point I realised the mistake, so...
Do you know why this has happened, Chris? Do you know why this has happened?
Why?
You might want to get that fixed.
I know, it's a massive issue.
Right. Seriously,
it's
you can't...
It's got worse.
When you take a picture now on that, you can't actually see what you're taking a picture of. It's so cracked, that screen.
It started with a small crack and's turned into almost like...
It's like a shattered window now. Mm. It looks ridiculous.
Do you remember we were in the pub yesterday or a couple of days ago? And
yesterday.
I was desperately trying to answer my phone.
You can't answer
you
the
can't
phone now.
I can't answer the phone on it. That's how bad I've let this phone get. I cannot receive calls.
And then you're FaceTiming him at 1 a.m. It's not a good look.
I'm sure this has happened to other people. I don't know why your phone will do it. It will search out the most inappropriate person. And, two things. One, I don't know what I should really say to him. And two, do you think it's just okay and he probably just thinks it's a missed...
Loads of people are like, hang on a second, what happened to access all areas? You can't just turn off the microphone, name names. No. You don't need to know who it is. Just know that it's the worst person. Everyone thinks that you FaceTimed Aled off the surgery because it's an A in the phone and that's what it would go to first.
Right.
Is it him?
No.
Why does someone think that you FaceTimed Prince Charles?
I don't know.
What?
It's so awkward though.
Yeah.
Because
Is it Charlie Slough? If so, then lol, says Carl in Cornwall. Imagine that at 1 a.m.
It also feels like it's not just a normal call. It feels like you've put more effort in.
Yeah, it does. It sends out all the wrong signals. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just kind of pleased it didn't connect.
1 a.m. You don't want to be doing that with him. The head cam is still on. It's now on the producer Helen's head. So go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Her actual name's Cara. I don't know why we're calling her Helen. I just like the name Helen. And also thanks for revealing to everybody, it really is Access All Areas this, what my desktop is.
Mm. So it's a...
Naked Christopher Maloney from X Factor.
So I think what we're going to say, if people want to decide what your desktop thing could be, they can send in what they think to replace Christopher Maloney there.
He's been on there a while now. I don't know when he did this photo shoot, but it's X Factor finalist Christopher Maloney, as you've never seen him before,
personally chosen by you to
songs
to...
for me Nan.
You've had that up for ages, haven't you?
I know, I need to get a new one. I like it that it's slightly inappropriate though, because when guests come in, like when we had the Inuna Bingo guest, they're like, oh, okay, who's that? It's Christopher Maloney. And then just, like, keep a straight face. Don't say anything else about it. The Scott Mills Daily. Weekend plans, Chris?
Weekend plans. Do you know what? I think I'm just going to chill this weekend. There's really nothing much. Why are you smiling? Have you got plans for me?
No. You need to do what I do. I've got a new favourite show.
What's that?
Millionaire Matchmaker. Have you seen it? Oh, it's so good.
Is this on one of your random channels?
Well, it's on... I think it's on TLC, one of my faves channels, but it's also occasionally on ITV2 as well. It's about this woman who is really mean, but she's awesome. Her name's Patty, and she hooks up really rich people in LA because they pay for her to find them the perfect partner.
And she earns money from this?
Yeah, they pay her like 50 grand a pop.
What?
Because they're millionaires, and they're like, okay, so here's the money, now find me the absolute man or woman of my dreams. It's so good, because they have proper freaks on there, trying to find love. Like, people that in a normal situation could never get a boyfriend or girlfriend.
But and that's why they've...
But they're all millionaires, yeah. And that's why they've kind of employed her to help. To be honest, she never gets any matches. It's very rare. Like, it never works out. And then Barb and Catherine didn't ever see each other ever again. Well, you paid her 50 grand. Get a refund.
But the only thing they have in common like they're millionaires, right? That's the only thing. When she's matching, she's not really...
No. Here's the thing. The person that comes to her agency, is a millionaire. And then, surprisingly, they hold auditions and they pick who they want. But they are not millionaires. And they turn up in their droves.
So everyone's turning up with... Oh, this is so bad.
Everyone's turning up knowing that there is a millionaire up for grabs.
Oh, wow. Is there a UK version of this?
There needs to be, because it's awesome. But the amount of people that are, like, especially girls, that are prepared to go out with a really not even average-looking bloke...
But who's rich.
But who is loaded. It's quite incredible. Yeah. Some of the girls that turn up, the standard is high compared to the millionaire standard, which is fairly low.
I do quite want to see... Is this what you're doing all weekend?
Yeah, I watched a whole kind of marathon of it because I've got it all saved up on my planner. So I've got... There's hundreds of them. It's so good. It's one of the cringiest shows on TV. But when she's doing the audition, she's like, you, no, I hate your makeup. Next, you, really? You're a stylist with the lowest clothes? Get out. It's really good. Watch it. It's awesome. It's really me.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Danny Howard is here.
I do not dye my hair.
Okay, right, we just did, just to check if anyone was still listening and watching on the Radio 1 website, we said to text in Danny Howard dyes his hair or tweet us if you were watching, only as a code word. We didn't say you actually did.
I don't actually do it. But this was something that Greg started about a few months, just before Christmas actually, said, I'm going to start a rumour that you dye your hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, Greg, it'll never catch on.
I can tell that you don't.
Yeah,
It would be blacker than that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's quite dark.
You can tell when boys dye their hair.
So after you apply the wax, it gives it that sort of shiny look.
That's it.
Mm.
Danny Howard off Dance Anthems. He's on tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hello.
What we've done is we do every Friday when you come in, and obviously we don't normally get to see this, but we have got your the box that you normally stand on for.
Oh, yeah. You did this. Has it got LEDs on it? Please.
Yeah, it's just just to make you look a bit taller.
Right. Do I have to stand on this?
I mean, obviously we wouldn't normally mention this, but because it's access all areas, we should really. So if you stand on that.
Okay.
And now look how tall you are now.
Massive.
Whoa, actually a bit too tall.
Yeah, I'll be able to reach the decks though.
Yeah,
no
problem.
Feel
better though? Do you feel like...
Yeah, feel more
like
powerful.
Calvin Harris.
Because I know sometimes you do have to DJ on an orange box, don't you? Just
yep.
to make yourself a bit taller to
carry
reach the decks.
Everywhere with me.
Just to reach the decks. Okay, so Disclosure and Mary J. Blige. And then Danny Howard playing Real or No Real from his special box that you can now see on the Radio 1 website. We bought it in specially, as we do every Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. Danny Howard's on his box, so he looks a bit taller.
Always.
Chris, your eye level is really unfortunate.
I just made the mistake of looking to my right.
Yeah. So Danny's on his box, Chris has sat down.
They're all right, these jeans. What are you talking about?
Anyway. Yeah. And it's time to play Real or No Real. So.
Yeah.
Got some Olympic ones for you today.
Cool.
With it being the Winter Olympics and all.
At the 1948 Winter Olympics, there was an awkward moment when, due to an admin error, two teams turned up, both claiming to be the official USA ice hockey team.
Ah, so it was an imposter. Does that really happen?
But surely there would be some kind of organisation with this. You don't have a spare team and accidentally invite them instead of the real one.
You might do.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. An A and a B team.
So yeah, two teams turn up, both saying, hello, we're the US ice hockey team.
Or was one of them an unofficial team? Maybe, I can't see how this can happen. It's not just an admin error to travel, you know, across the world to play in the Olympics. It can't be real. I'm saying no real.
They'd have to get there as well.
Yeah.
Depending on where it was.
It's not an accident.
I mean, it's a very expensive accident if it is. So, real or no real?
I'm going to say also no real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh.
That happened.
Awkward.
I know why. There are two ice hockey federations in the USA and they both sent teams. Still awkward though. And next on today's Real or No Real, remember you get 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right.
Dogs competed at the 1928 Winter Olympics on an agility course, which at the time was given the nickname Crufts on Ice.
Of course it was. Do anything on ice nowadays.
Yeah, but is it actually dogs, though?
Well, we've said this. Anything on ice would be good. I was really keen to get the horsey one. You know where the horses dance.
Horsey?
The quite camp one. The
dressage
on ice.
Mm. I mean, his theory is, you know, that pudsy dog that won Britain's Got Talent.
Oh yeah, of course.
Thinks it's a bloke in a dog suit.
Yeah,
because a dog could never do that.
No, it'd be like Bambi on ice, right?
Yeah. Was there an agility course in the 1928 Winter Olympics where dogs competed, and it was called Crufts on Ice?
I don't know. Probably not. I'm going to say no real.
It's definitely a good idea.
You want it to be real, don't you?
I would want to see dogs on ice.
Exactly. So I'm going to say real.
In 1928, do you not think if it was in the Winter Olympics, it would still be on now because it'd be incredible?
Different times.
Like a legacy.
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Which it was. But dogs have won Winter Olympics medals in husky racing back in the day.
Of course they have.
They have. That's true.
No, I know they have. Right. I believe you.
Next.
In Sochi, a luge athlete from Tonga is competing under the name Bruno Bananai, which is the name of a German brand of underpants. The company paid him to use the name as part of an advertising campaign. His real name is Fuahia Semi.
Come on. Bruno Bananai.
And that's the name of a German brand of underpants.
Well, what's a luge? Luge?
Yeah, it's like...
Tobogganing.
Tobogganing?
Is that what it is?
I do like a spot of tobogganing.
Isn't that what they did on the jump, where Sunita was on a baking tray and luge. Went at like 100 miles an hour? Yeah.
Is that the one, yeah, where they go really fast?
Yeah, on a baking tray. So he has changed his name to Bruno Bananai, because that's the name of a German brand of pants that have paid him
to change it. Do you think they made him do it? In the underpants, nothing else.
I don't know. Maybe. But his real name is Fuahia Semi.
Now, why have they chosen him?
I don't know.
I think it's Bananai. Not Bananai.
Whatever. You say Bananai, I say Bananai. So
I've never heard of this being done before, where an athlete changes name for advertising reasons.
No.
It'd usually be sponsored by, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So. You have to change your name. Can't be real.
But they clearly see something in this guy which makes him suitable for their underpants. So I don't know. I'm gonna go real on this one.
I'm gonna go opposite and go no real.
That one is real.
True.
What are you laughing at?
It's just a bit weird because you're much taller than all of us. You're on a box. Stood on a box. It's a bit odd.
I quite like it.
Chris has got a great view though.
I'm gonna take it to my gig tonight with me.
Yeah. And next,
there are so many stray dogs on the loose in Sochi that one ended up in the Olympic Stadium on the first day of the Games and accidentally became part of the opening ceremony.
Oh. I've heard of like someone like sort of paragliding into a stadium by accident, but not a dog on the loose, although that would seem more like it would happen.
I'm sure that I have seen on the news loads of stray dogs in Sochi.
Yeah.
Is that right? Have I seen that?
I think so, yeah. But the idea that one has managed to get involved in the...
In the Olympic Games.
Do you think it was a dog that was originally involved in the opening ceremony? Awful performance from the dog. It went off-piste or something like that.
So they
just claimed it was a stray.
I'm sorry, that wasn't supposed to happen. Oh yeah, that's a possibility. But I do quite like it that this dog just wanders in and actually becomes part of the whole opening ceremony. Real or no real?
No, hang on. So you're suggesting a dog walks in and starts dancing?
Yeah, but it's just ended up, like, there's a dog on the loose, ends up, one of them, in the Olympic stadium on the first day, and yes, by chance becomes part of the opening ceremony. Did this happen?
Doing a conga.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Aww.
Yeah!
He ran into the stadium and was absolutely loving it, briefly, and then some officials just shooed him away. Shoo! Be off with you.
A pigeon.
And at the end of that, real or no real, Winter Olympics special.
Danny got 20, I got 10.
Yeah. Danny won. What's on tomorrow on your show? Well, can you read it from up there, love?
I can see it from there, yeah. Pusha Tempo, Wilkinson, Too Close. I know you like that tune, Scott.
Yes.
Dioro in the guest mix is a big American producer, DJ. Looking forward to having him on. Having a chat with Zed, and we've been playing his track Stay the Night. And I've got a world exclusive first play for the new track from 5-time world number one DJ, Armin van Buuren. It's going to be a big show.
4 p.m. Dance anthems, get involved tomorrow. Thanks, hon.
Thank you.
That was Friday's podcast. Hit subscribe and you will get a new one delivered every single day. Scott Mills Daily. Get the podcast again on Monday or join us live on Radio 1, Monday from 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.